Thank you, Russ, and good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary call number 107 on the 8th of April, 2020 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today are Russ, Ram, Zarko, Norm, Danko, Lauren, Ram, oh, I said Ram already, and Eric. Apologies from Boban and Kaveh. Observer Dennis Tan is on the call, and attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda, technical writer Heather Flanagan. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Russ, I'll turn the meeting over to you. Thanks.
Hi, we've been exchanging email on the list for the review team, and we've gotten a whole bunch of public comments. Over 320 of them, and another set just arrived that Heather is yet to be able to put into the spreadsheet. She'll get that done in the next couple days. But we need to take a divide and conquer approach to getting this done. So we put together a spreadsheet to sign up for which of the recommendations, which is really the findings and the recommendations, the subteam will tackle. Today, I'd like to complete that. And so I guess we should start with the people who are not on the call and have not signed up. Which I think Scott is the only one of those. And I would argue that Scott is going to be able to make the biggest contribution to the ISMS and related things like that. So I think we should put him in subgroup 2. Is there anywhere else we should put him? My memory is he would probably also have a lot to say about the ISO standards related to risk management. So does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. This is Lauren. We can just kind of see, and maybe once added, he will also say, this is more important for me than that, or whatever.
Well, So I'll send him a note, tell him that I made those assignments on his behalf since he wasn't here. Now we need to get, I think Narul is also not here, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, are there any suggestions? Background, which teams are light he ought to join. Well, how about we need somebody working name collisions and we need somebody working budget. How about we put him in there?
Okay.
Okay. Next on my list of members is Norm. Norm, where would you like to be? I don't see you on here anywhere.
Are we looking at the same sheet?
You added yourself while I was, sorry. When I looked earlier today, you weren't there.
Okay.
All right. Ron, you're on the call. You said in chat that you would add your name, but I don't see it yet. Rom, are you able to speak? Okay, he's said in chat that he's going to add his name to the spreadsheet, but his connection is not stable. Well, if you tell us which of the recommendations 1 through 31, if you pick 2 or 3, then you'll be able to help the team. In fact, if we could get you to do 4, 22, and 26, then we would have most of the waterfront covered. Would that work for you, Ron? I'm not hearing anything and I'm not seeing anything in the chat. So how about I add your name there and you come along later and change it if you need to. Okay, I think we have the sub-teams established at this point, and we could start working on the public comments as soon as Heather has the last set installed there.
This is Heather, and I plan to have that done as soon as we hang up the phone.
Oh. And yes, thank you for the prod. Navid is missing. I think number 3 has only one person. And you can add him to 28 as well.
To be honest, I don't understand what is number 3.
Number 3 is recommendation number 3.
SSR 1 recommendation number 3.
No, it's the numbers 2 through 5 are follow-ons to recommendations that were made as part of SSR1. Some of them are related to more than one SSR recommendation. But that's essentially 1 through 5 are workstream 1.
Yeah, but I don't understand what is SSR1 frameworks.
So the document, it tells you that it's a follow-on to some SSR1 recommendations. Heather made up these short phrases instead of just having the number there.
Right. This was just supposed to jog your memory a little bit, as opposed to me copying
putting the
again.
Whole recommendation.
Yeah. This gives you what section to target.
So this is learned. This is mainly about a variety of best practices and security frameworks, et cetera, et cetera. So it would probably make sense to actually link this to the people who deal with kind of ICAM org internal and risk. Although there is something on contracted parties in there as well. So. Yeah, but probably still would make sense to link this down.
Well, this is the order they're in the draft report that went out for public comment. That's why it's in this order, even though we have the proposed rewrite order that you and Heather put together.
So, sorry, what I wanted to say is this is logically linked to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's what I was trying to say. So we should probably see to this being included there. And Carrie Ann is on both, so I think that's fine anyway.
I hear you saying is that Lauren should be there.
Well, if I can use the KC approach to things.
You can also, you're always welcome to propose that to the sub team. Okay, I think we have our teams established. Let's, what I would like to do next is designate a rapporteur for each of the groups. That way, somebody is responsible for bringing to team any issues that the team sorts out regarding consensus and can give us a status report on future calls. So for the first one, I will be willing to do that. What I'm going to do is just bold one of the names to be the lead. On SSR2, I'd like to appoint Boban. Recommendation 2, recommendation 3, to appoint Carrie Ann. On recommendation 4, neither one of them's here. Pick the first name. Recommendation 5. Lauren, I tagged you yet. Will you do it?
Yep, that's fine.
C-suite. Norm, take lead on that one.
Sure.
seems this is a group that was together and is related to number two, so I'm tempted to have a man delete all of them. Does that make sense? That's the work stream he was leading anyway. Next section, 10 through 14. Yes. I'll ask Denise to lead those.
Okay.
To be essentially the same people. So on the next Casey or Lauren, which one of you wants to lead this? Is Casey on the call? It.
I don't think she is, but I can take it. This is Lauren.
She's on the call.
Yeah, I'm on the call. Sorry, I came a bit late. What number is this? We're on 14. I don't, yeah, I don't, whatever Lauren decides.
Okay.
Yeah, I can take it. It's fine.
Compliance audit. Is that in the same group, you think, or separate? Go. Carrie Ann to lead that one. Abusive naming. Casey, will you take that one?
Yeah.
Eric, will you do the next two, DNS test suite and key rollover?
Yeah, thanks.
Casey, I'll ask you to take baseline security practices.
Yep.
Nicole, will you be the rapporteur for RCS? Eric, Casey or Eric, which one of you wants us?
I'll take it. I have the benefit of not remembering exactly what it is, so.
CDS, Casey, Denise, or Eric? You all have other groups.
I can take it too, unless Eric. I think Eric and I are actually working with the data. And I'm listening to SX, so yeah, I can take that one too.
Okay. Ebro, Sarko, can I ask you to do that one?
I think Boban is better, but I can work with him. Yeah,
okay. He can put me. Thank you. Algorithm rollover. Alon, can you take the rapture of that one? Name collision, I'll ask the David to do that one. Privacy is clearly Carrie Ann. You take the academic research one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And Zarko, you want dough, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all. I sent an email on Monday that outlined the three tasks that the group needs to do, which is formulate an answer to the public comment, update the findings and recommendations text, and deal with whatever comments are in the draft from the team itself. So those are the three tasks that the subgroup has for each of these. Okay. So that's done. The next thing on the agenda is to look at...
Ross, it's Carrie. I had my hand up for that, for what you were saying. I was speaking
I'm sorry. I can't see the hands. Go ahead.
I had sent a reply email to everyone to consider just for tracking. When we started to clean up the document, we had a lot of issues with trying to remember why we did what we did. So I had requested if maybe all the subteams, I guess we'll have a template or whatever it is to start fixing the text. I don't know if we'll do the text in an Excel sheet or we'll do it in a Word document. But I believe we need an additional subtitle to cover logic. And maybe if there are different views on the team to be able to start tracking the discussion so that when other team members read the document, it will help to finalize the acceptance of whatever proposed changes each subteam comes with. We had gone through a lot of trouble trying to remember why we did this, why we didn't do it. And I think recording it for this purpose, especially since it's now the public comment that we're going to be making amendments in response to, I just think that we needed an extra title to cover either logic, comments, whatever, discussion, thinking, whatever title we call it, but something to capture the sub-team's logic.
So that makes sense. I was thinking that the rapporteur person would, when they bring this back to the team, share that information. It's important that that information be captured on one of our recorded, minuted meetings at any way for transparency reasons. So I think whatever way the sub-team wants to work is okay with me, as long as the final text comes back to the team with some kind of a report out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I just want to make sure. It makes sense. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with that, because I said...
Absolutely. We all need to be working in the same direction.
Yeah.
This is Heather, and I don't... Perhaps what I was thinking would go in the response and change columns for the public feedback form. That's where I thought we would actually capture quite a bit of that.
Okay.
What exactly changed, and you know why, and how are we responding to someone about that material?
So should we use that column then to capture the discussion? Because I think no matter how long it is, if we have the raw capture, then we can reduce it or redact it for the public once it's accepted by all team members.
I don't know if I would, depending on how long the conversation is, I don't know if you'll want to capture the whole thing in there or if you'll want to point to another document saying, here are our notes as to why we proposed the changes that we did.
Okay.
But this would at least serve as our index.
Or your rationale for rejecting.
Yes, one right. Or the other. Mm-hmm.
Ross, you have Lauren and Eric in the queue as well.
So, Lauren, go ahead, then Eric.
If I have my hand up, that's some kind of bug. My apologies.
Okay, Eric.
So for the subgroups that are planning to try and conduct their joint editing over email, which I suppose will be maybe the rapporteur will suggest it. If that documentation exists, then can we skip the putting it into a spreadsheet edition since it's recorded?
Well, I think that it's we need to put it in the spreadsheet in order to build the public comment response document. So I think it would save Heather a huge amount of work if it was there instead of having to go to the email and find it. If there's a clean place and you could put a URL to the archive there, that would be fine. But she shouldn't have to search the whole mail list.
Eric, and maybe whoever is the rapporteur as well, once the email discussion has been completed, could just copy the main points from the email trail and then capture that in the Excel, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine. That's just a clarification I was asking for. Thanks.
Okay, anything else? All right, so if you go to the public comment spreadsheet, which is the third agenda item. There's a link to it. And if you go to the bottom of it, which is like...
starting at line 310?
310, yes. At the bottom of the spreadsheet are the comments that Heather felt didn't tag to any particular recommendation. So we need to discuss them as a team to either tag them to a particular recommendation so that a sub-team can deal with them, or figure out what we want to do as a team. So the first one being 309. Oh, that one's about the further suggestions appendix. Sorry. So you were right, Heather, 310. So maybe Casey can provide some context for this one. It comes from SAC, and it says that we should consider adding an environmental assessment inventory, strength and weaknesses assessment to the final report. I think that this would help readers make the report more actionable and easier to prioritize. Can you give us some color to this comment?
Oh, yeah, that was color. I don't think
that isn't what I meant. I didn't mean flaming, angry red.
Multicolor. Well, okay, look, I think that part of this was, and I'm sure this will come up a lot in these comments, at least in my interpretation of the SX responses, was the report did lack some context. It was sort of hit you like a ton of bricks with all of these recommendations and all of these criticisms of ICANN. And it didn't, in SX view, and some of the people who read the SX report view, I would say, it didn't come across as having stepped back and look at things holistically, like, you know, how has the environment changed? I mean, I frankly disagreed with this comment and argued with it on the call because I think there's plenty of places in the report where we talk about, for example, the increase in the abuse and, the, you know, at least that big factor in the environment that made a lot of these things more important. But I think that ESSEC looks at a lot of other dimensions of what they call the environment. And I think they would have liked to see a bit about, you know, maybe what ICANN was doing well or what various pieces of the ecosystem were doing well. And what might have changed in the environment that would have made some of the recommendations of SSR1 be maybe less applicable or less easy to interpret in today's environment about what they might have meant back then. So it was a pretty general comment, but I ended up accepting that there was some truth to, or some, I should say, justification for the need for some bit of more contextualization of the recommendations that we provided. Now, I would also say that in my own view, which isn't in the essay comment, is that the contextualization, well, it's kind of an essay comment because they do complain here obliquely that all of these recommendations are high priority, or effectively all of them are high priority, in which case, well, how do you, again, how do you really think about that in a moving environment where things are dynamic? And it can't be that everything is the same high priority. And so I think, again, that's where they just felt like there was not as rich of an assessment of the environment as there could have been. Does that help?
It helps me understand the comment. And it sounds like it's something that all groups need to think about as they're making changes to both the findings and their recommendations, to if there is anything they can change as to that help the reader understand where we're coming from. And,
I mean, I'll say one more thing, which is, I think,
if I don't think we should turn this into a, we made these 14 changes. I think we could say, you know, something more. Once we see the changes that are made, we can summarize the approach we took to adding this kind of material.
I think this is really a symptom of the more fundamental problem with the report, which is the lack of the what they call the SMART versions of the recommendations, and where you really point out what is the problem that each recommendation is trying to solve. How do we know that it's a problem? Make it as quantitative or at least as concrete as possible. And that, again, it comes in the next comment about prioritization and consolidation. It comes in the comment after that about context and reasoning for each of the recommendations. So I really think that they're repeating the same, ESSEC are repeating the same thing in a bunch of different ways, which we already knew to be the case. And it was part of the reason I was really uncomfortable going to public comment. I just felt the report wasn't ready. So no, I don't think we have to say in response to this, we made these 14 changes. I think we can say that we acknowledge that part of the issue here that we think inspired this comment was the lack of smartness in the recommendation. We've tried to address that throughout the report.
This is Lauren. I have been banging on about this smartness thing for a while. So now I'm wondering, as we have broken this up, will every sub-team define the SMART criteria for the recommendations they work on? Is this something we'll add to their work? Now that this sure, seems could, to be very
that's a good point. Make it a fourth point that each sub team should do is to look at making the recommendations more SMART.
Technically, it's worse than that. It's that really we should be going back and doing that for the SSR1 recommendations, because we say that they're not implemented, but we don't say in a SMART way what would count as implemented.
Well, we kind of do, but let's see what that sub team comes up with and see if you can.
Yeah, agreed.
Agree with it. Okay.
Eric has his hand raised.
Eric?
Yeah, going back past the SMART, not talking about that. I'm confused about the SSAC comment, and it could be totally me, but haven't we been spending a lot of time over the many years we've been together talking about how we're not supposed to get too down in the weeds, get too specific in implementation details, certainly not to be directive, et cetera. But isn't that suggestion saying we should go out and do like deep analysis of deployment, for example? I mean, someone could do that, but I thought we had sort of gotten our hands slapped a bunch of times for not even getting that close.
Actually, we've been on a teeter-totter about this. We've, you will recall, right before we went out, Steve brought back comments from Ikin saying in some places we were over-engineering and not leaving them enough flexibility. And so is the balance we're trying to find is one that provides ICANN the appropriate flexibility in implementing, but yet is smart enough to actually be measurable and everything else. So I don't know the exact balance point, and I don't think we will find it to be a razor edge kind of thing, but attempt to get that balance correct is, I think, the best we're going to get be able to do.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. I mean, you're right, but I don't have a there's no formula for that.
Yeah, I just maybe then that gives us a lot more leeway in whatever response we wind up crafting to, I guess, is maybe the meta point.
Right. So 3.11 seems to be a call for greater granularity in our prioritization. Maybe we can take another look at that after each of the subteams is done, but I'm not sure that this will be fruitful. But I think we have to see what the subteams do before we delve deeply, spend a lot of time on that. Does anyone have a different perspective? Heather, are any suggestions on how we should mark ones we have to come back to?
I would simply say come back to it, maybe in the response, or are assigned to.
Okay. All right, 3.12. It'd be helpful for SSR2 provide context and reasoning to substantiate each of the recommendations within the body of the report. It'd be helpful to fully describe the intention of the recommendation in terms of resulting benefit and cost to ICANN.org and the community. These particular recommendations, if particular recommendations were implemented. So I recall a phone call where the ESSEC has said that they thought each recommendation should say what harm would come if it was not implemented and what benefit would come if it were implemented. That is what they're trying to say here. Must be how it got wordsmithed as they went along. Is that right, Casey?
I'm sorry, say the last part of what you just said again.
That this was attempt to, that as the ESSEC comments got wordsmithed, this is what, you know, if this implementation is implemented, what benefit is expected? If it's not implemented, what harm is expected?
Yeah, absolutely. What's the risk if it's not? I mean, just to comment on the prioritization thing before, if they're all high priority, we have not prioritized, right? That's not the meaning of prioritize. I will also say, however, that ATRT has sort of cheated on this also because they did accept the new operating standards, but realized that they actually couldn't implement them. So instead they dropped everything that is not a high priority recommendation, and they made it a suggestion so that they didn't have to follow the operating standards for those. So they have more or less done the same thing in my view, but it's not really prioritization if we say they're all high priority. And so this one, line 3.12, is really about if you provide context, it would be helpful if for ICANN to prioritize them if you're not going to prioritize them, if we SSR2 are not going to.
So this is Lauren. I think, like, from my perspective, I mean, we tried to prioritize. We used a survey, right? So we can definitely look at doing a similar exercise again after some of the recommendations have been rewritten. There were differences between the recommendations in both urgency and kind of importance for in the cluster that we kind of use this to be or said to be the important one. The problem, I think, is as well, and I guess this is probably the struggles of other review teams too, these things are all interrelated. There is like a higher kind of benefit, and then you have to do like four things to get to it. That's at least how I interpret a lot of this stuff. Like the C-suite is a very good example of this, where it just kind of ties into a lot of other things. But yeah, we can just repeat the previous exercise maybe and see if that helps.
Especially if Casey's approach takes a hold in many sub-teams, we'll have fewer recommendations.
Right. So, I mean, let's be realistic. Oh, and I see Eric and a bunch of other hands up. So I'll be in Jennifer's hand is up. She may want to provide some clarification here. If it's going to fall to ICANN, the board, and maybe they'll delegate some of this to the staff to prioritize. And we sort of see that. I guess you could argue that we saw a little of that happening with CCT, where it then came down to, well, what can ICANN actually do on its own? Or what does it think it can do on its own? And we don't need to go into that weeds. You know, another way you could argue this is, look, it's we can't prioritize these. This is a risk analysis. It's up to the board. We don't have the resources. We could totally say that. I do get the feeling that it's not, that we would find the things to be higher priority. But that's, again, why it's more important for us, more important, I would say, than a prioritization, for us to identify clearly what the risk is. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be able to quantify it. That's maybe not our job. We don't have the resources to do that. But that would be give ICANN a hint on how they could go quantify it for them to figure out which of these to put resources in, because they can't do them all, for example.
Okay, Eric, then Jennifer.
Hey, so, you know, I guess I want to add my dissenting opinion. It's not surprising probably to anybody at this point, but hopefully this makes some sense. And if not, I'm happy to go with the group. So not trying to make a big stand here, but I think we've tried prioritizing a couple times, and it sounds like we've come up with the same result that it sounds like ATRT3 has come up with, which is basically it's not tractable. So, I mean, if the operating standards say you have to do it, that doesn't mean it's workable. This is like trying to do fairness in networking. You have to define what fairness is. This is like defining priority, which is at least as hard. Like I think that was implicit in some of the things I think I heard Casey just say. I mean, we basically have to know what the stakeholder's perspective is that's going to implement it. And that's the board. And that's not us, or ICANN org. And it's not us. We can't do it. But more than just like as a straw man, we actually tried it. And I think it was so intractable, the result, that we wound up prioritizing everything high, like Casey just said. And that basically means, to me, as a measurements person, that we tried it, it failed. They tried it, it failed. We've got a couple data points that this is way harder than and not worth our time. But if we do decide we want to go down this route, I would like to suggest we consider something like ranked ballot voting, where you can say, these are my relative priorities of things I think are important. This one is greater than that one. These things are all equal to each other, et cetera. And we can look for a Condorcet winner. And if we have Condorcet winners, that means that everyone agreed in a head-to-head runoff that these things were the winners. And if we don't have a Condorcet winners, then we just say, yeah, we were at loggerheads, so we can't prioritize. That if we wanted to do it systematically, that's what I would suggest we do. It's simple, it's, you know, it's empirical. We can get it done real quickly and be done with it. And I suspect it'll tell us real quick we can't prioritize. And I think that might actually be something we put in our write-up as well.
Okay, Jennifer, then Carrie.
Thanks. This is Jennifer. I just wanted to read out some of the comments that Naveed had asked me to read that he's posted in the chat. And he's just saying that he disagrees with the prioritization issue. He has disagreed with the prioritization issue on many occasions. If we're supposed to do all priority stuff, then what's the implementation team supposed to do? Proper prioritization varies with time, and it also needs details on resources and environment. All of that we might not have. Thanks.
All right. Carrie?
Go ahead. Yeah, I completely agree with
with Naveed, because every single time we've met in person, we spend at least the first half of our time meeting discussing this. And as Eric said, unless it's empirical, which is hard to do, unless we're actually the person having received it, they then see what are the current resources, as Naveed said, they see what are the current circumstances, they look at the recommendations, they then do a ranking on their end and then put that to the public. I think that's the only way it can be done for us to prioritize without inner knowledge and inner working of what's happening in ICANN every single day as the environment is changing. It's kind of hard for us to prioritize again. As Lauren did say, we had gone through the whole exercise and maybe we need to document that process that we undertook and to indicate our logic that we believe that it's the implementation team, when they do see it, they have to then advise the community why they've prioritized what they've prioritized and how they've prioritized. It's really difficult for us. For us, we think, as Telly, I completely agree with Eric said, we have ranked and said that everything is important to us now because of what we know and the knowledge that we have. The longer we sit trying to prioritize, we don't have enough information to do it. So we've been prioritizing based on what we think is important from our different constituents and what we hear and what we know. But at the end of the day, when it gets to ICANN and the implementation team is implemented and stood up, then they could do it. But we've also stated in our recommendations that this has to be done. So maybe we need to emphasize that we've gone through the exercise in that section. And having gone through that exercise, we believe that once implementation is done, they need to publicly put out their implementation plan and their process and why they've done that logic. I think time will be better spent making that section more stronger than us going back to reprioritize again.
I totally agree with Carrie Ann's comment that we should put the explanation in here. I think it's perfect. We've had this conversation a dozen times. I agree with Naveed, Eric, what everybody said here. Indeed, I think it really bears calling out, and I'm having this argument over an ATRT because there are many times in ATRT's report where whenever they come up with an accountability issue, they're out. I should say their conclusion is that, well, the new operating standards should really take care of this because prioritization is going to happen. And prioritization drives at one of the big accountability issue, which is so review teams think ICANN isn't implementing all the recommendations or they're not taking things in the right priority. Now, CCT, I will say, did prioritize. And I think they did a decent job at prioritizing. But I also think they had fairly narrow mission. And our mission has somehow has expanded where security can mean a lot of different things. So I more or less don't disagree with the prioritization they chose. And I appreciated that they did it. I'll observe that I don't think it made much of a difference to how those recommendations were treated, which gets back to what Carrie Ann is saying. If you ask me, I could prioritize all of the SSR2 recommendations. I just don't, and I would feel pretty strongly, I could definitely put them in three or four different buckets where one bucket is a trash bucket, but I don't think there'd be consensus on that. And I think the fact that we can't get consensus even in this group explains why it's not something that we can take on. And of course, neither can the community get consensus, which is why you end up with sort of the multi-stakeholder physics taking over and, you know, what can be done easily or what you can get incentive alignment ends up happening. And the other ones just don't happen for 25 years. So we should say all that because that's an important piece here of why some of these security problems persist for decades and we can't solve them. In fact, this architecture can't solve them, but that's my view.
Casey, would you be able to write part of that down in an email note?
Yeah, just cut and paste the transcript of this call, Russ.
You may.
Yeah, I'll try.
Thank you. Eric.
Yeah, sorry, just one quick thing. Maybe this is color commentary, or maybe it's humorous, or maybe it's serious. But, you know, Casey, one of the things that you just said, or to everyone, one of the things I just heard Casey said really kind of hits it home for me as a sort of an empirical justification. You know, in physics, it's sort of a known thing. You can't solve beyond the two-body problem. You can't solve a three-body problem. And in fact, the multi-stakeholder environment where people have different views, they have different perspectives that motivate their relative priorities, kind of suggests that if you have more than two types of stakeholders, you know, empirically, maybe you can't solve this. You know, Casey said she would categorize these into three buckets. And, you know, she implicit in her follow-on comment was that she knows other people in the team would probably disagree with her, and that could very well be from different perspectives. So, you know, maybe that really undermines the idea that anyone could really prioritize a set of recommendations across a broad space with multi-stakeholders.
However, in SX's defense now, that's kind of why they want this, where our line is. 312 does not talk about prioritization. 311 did, but 312 is like, you know, and the way I think about it is, yeah, if you can prioritize, you at least need to provide substantiation for your recommendations. What problem are you trying to solve? What's the intent? How do you know it's going to be successful? So then, and then ICANN will go prioritize that. We at least have to, you know, help them out with that prioritization, I think.
This is Denise. Can I get in the queue? Yeah.
Thanks. Yes, you're in the queue. Yeah. Go ahead. You're next.
I think it's important to keep in mind that the board, as I noted in the chat, despite all of the prioritization and other efforts of the CCT review and the WHOIS RDS review, the board failed to act on a majority, large majority of the recommendations of those review teams. I think we should move on to the work at hand, try and wrap it up as quickly as possible, and then circle back to this discussion. There are different ways we can prioritize things. We could point out a prioritization of a category of recommendations, or we could prioritize recommendations within the categories. Frankly, at the end of the day, it seems, given the board's actions in the past, that it's not going to make much difference. Ultimately, the responsibility of the ICANN Board of Directors is to make the final decision on prioritization and act accordingly. Thanks.
Casey, I see a hand.
Sorry, old hand.
Okay, we have 4 minutes left. It's clear we don't agree on the prioritization.
Hey, but I can get rid of the next comment entirely by recommending we delete the sentence that SAC is talking about. And then we could say we got one more done, Russ.
Does anyone have a concern with deleting that sentence?
This is Heather. I have a question.
You may.
If we delete that, do you want me to delete the table in the appendix?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry. Work? I'm not in the document, so I can't support a deletion, but I'm happy to look at it.
SAC sort of choked on a sentence that said the SSR2 removed any recommendations from this report that did not clearly align with the strategic plan. And I hate that sentence because it raises all sorts of flags in my head going, wait, what did you remove? And indeed, SAC said,
How about we reword it to say SSR2 RT did not make any recommendations that are not aligned with the strategic plan?
You could say that.
Or we could say our recommendations. Or our recommendations are aligned with the strategic plan. I mean, goodness gracious.
I agree with that. Through.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I agree with that comment from Denise.
That it connects with the strategic plan, right?
We tried really hard, right? Right.
Yeah.
I support that.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to drop off to jump on another call. This is Denise, but please ping me if there's anything else I can do.
Yeah, this is Navita. Reading the comments, it seemed that some of the comments were ready before even the report was out, so they had to be in the public comments. So they're not mapping to what the report says. So I wonder what that is.
So I think the agreement was the SSR2 RT recommendations align with the strategic plan.
Yep.
Okay, we now have 1 minute left, so I'm sure we cannot get through another recommendation or comment. We will pick this up next week in addition to getting readouts from any sub teams that are have anything to share. Thank you all. Please, rapporteurs, start organizing your subgroups. As Eric suggested, hopefully a good bit of this can be done by email. Thank you so much, and stay well.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.